Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
It's Monday. We did it. It's also your time to vote. Voting Monday.
I voted last week. Dude, one of the early votes.
You love flexing that, don't you?
Yeah, because I get to just rub people's faces in it, right?
You asked me this morning, did you vote just so you could tell me that you already
1,000%
did?
1,000% I did. Yeah, just for the superiority.
If you have to line up outside, it's going to be a beautiful day to do so as well. While you exercise your right to vote, 25 degrees today and sunny. It's going to be spectacular. We have another 5K winner coming up at 8 a.m. and another keyword so you can win yourself $5,000 as well. It's going to be a wonderful day. Let's go around the room. TJ, what's going on?
I hope I'm not alone in this. I just full on committed to the summer being over. Despite it being absolutely gorgeous this weekend, there wasn't a cloud in the sky. It was like 30 degrees.
Beautiful.
Didn't go outside. Wore sweatpants the entire time.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I'm over it.
You've been over it, though, since like August 13th.
He's called it, yeah.
No, September 1st is when the fall starts, so I've been embracing fall for about 20 days.
Oh, God. Leah, what's going on? How was your weekend?
It was awesome, despite what TJ was going through. I was out. I did the opposite of him, actually.
Good.
Yeah, wore shorts.
Yeah.
Actually, I wanted to give a shout-out to Seth Rogen. Last night, he made everybody uncomfortable at the Emmys, and I appreciated it. He pointed out that there was too many people in a tight, crowded room. Which was true.
Yeah.
Very evident.
Yeah.
And made everybody uncomfortable.
Wait, wasn't he also in the room?
He was in the room, but he was saying, like, we don't really need to be doing this right now.
Yeah, and he also said, if I knew, I wouldn't go. But then you're like, but you do know now, and you are here.
I also have to say, he looked incredible last evening. Yeah,
he's aging well, like fine wine.
He's doing very well. So if you're drinking your coffee right now, I want you to throw it out. Like, throw it at the wall or throw it in the garbage. Because science says that is bad for you. You're probably wondering right now and you're mad. We're going to tell you all about it in less than 6 minutes on Virgin Radio. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
The first thing you do in the morning is what, Jax?
Cry. No, I drink coffee.
No, I actually do cry first thing in the morning. You should probably stop doing that.
It's literally the first. Like, I will go from my bed directly into my coffee machine.
A doctor on TikTok, which is normally a trusted source for medical advice, says that the last thing you should be doing is drinking coffee first thing in the morning.
Pardon me?
Dr. Karen Raj regularly shares health tips on their popular TikTok and is urging people to ditch the caffeine as their morning beverage and instead save it for later in the day, explaining the science behind it, saying your body naturally wakes you up with cortisol. You get a cortisol spike in the morning.
Oh.
So save your coffee until slightly later mid-morning when your cortisol dips and your energy dips, so then you'll get a caffeine boost then. You know, have you hit the point in your life where you drink so much coffee you don't even feel it anymore?
Absolutely. I can drink a coffee at, like, I'll have, like, a cappuccino or espresso, like, if I'm out for dinner and have to work the next morning, I'll have one at the end of dinner.
What?
Yeah, I can have a coffee and then go right to sleep. But it also helps me wake up. I'm incredibly dependent on it.
Okay, so you might be who they're talking about with these TikToks.
I was going to say, like, what if, because they're like, don't do it. What if I physically have to do it?
Yeah, then I think we should talk about something else.
Here's the question. Do you want me to be off of coffee first thing in the morning?
No.
Okay.
No, because I think, a little behind the scenes look here. Jax has a magic number of coffees where if she drinks, I believe the number is 3, and if it's before 8 o'clock, then she's wild.
And it's irritating sometimes, but it's very entertaining.
It's always entertaining. Sometimes aggressive. Let's do a leap on Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You ever been minding your own business and you run into a celebrity? Leah, before we came on here, you said that you crossed paths with someone once.
Yes. I crossed paths with LL Cool J.
From Deep Blue Sea?
Yes, that's exactly the reference.
Where did you see him and what was the situation?
I was in New York City and I just saw him walking by and I said, LL!
Did you actually?
Yeah, of course.
Did you actually address him?
Of course I did.
Well, imagine you're on a picturesque hike and you run into Tom Cruise flying in on a helicopter. TJ, how would you take that?
You know, I've run into Tom Cruise a few times in my life. But if I had to picture how it would happen, it would be on a hike. and he would be landing a helicopter.
And looking cool as hell. So this guy, Andres Katica, he was enjoying just a big hike, like in some mountains.
What's their name?
Andres Katica.
That is the coolest name I've ever heard.
Like, that's a hardcore hiker name, right?
Whoa.
That's a
hardcore.
Sounds like cactus.
Yeah, there you go.
Katica.
Andres Katica, he was like enjoying a hike in the mountains in Europe. And sure enough, guess who pops in? But a bunch of men, including Tom Cruise. And like the pictures, there's a video. We'll put up the video on our Twitter. It's wild because they just show up. Like, they look like hiking men, and they have a bunch of, like, you know, backpacks and sleeping bags, and then it's just Tom Cruise, little sweet Tom Cruise, smiling and waving. And they're filming Mission Impossible 7. That's why he's there. And he does all of his own stunts, correct?
He does. Yeah. He, like, broke his foot or leg or something crazy in the last one.
One of my favorite observations about Tom Cruise, by the way, is he's always smiling and waving.
Yeah.
Like, I think he anticipates that people know that he is Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
And
oh, for sure.
Staring.
So it's just right there.
Yeah. He, like, walks out of the bathroom and he's already smiling and waving.
Might as well. Might as well.
I better get my hand up and ready.
Yeah.
And so little. So
very,
little.
Very little tiny. Man. Yeah, he's 4'8".
Petite. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Knock, knock. Who's there? It's me reminding you it's the federal election day.
That's right.
It's always a trip because these campaigns go by so quick and relatively painless when you consider our friends to the south, which go on for about, 3.5 years.
So long.
And then everyone gets really mad at everything all the time. Not that that hasn't happened here. In Ontario, polls open at 9:30 a.m. across the province and close at 9:30 p.m. And due to the anticipated high volume of mail-in voting, they're saying we likely won't get the results today. It might actually take a day or two just to count them all up. If you're having a hard time figuring out where you should go or what you're going to need or any of that fun stuff, you can head to elections.ca and they have a ton of info there that you can use and it's super easy to navigate.
CP24 is going to have, of course, like wall-to-wall coverage. Yeah. I looked out in the parking lot this morning and there are just humongous trucks there. So they're getting real. They got all the equipment, all the high-tech equipment. They're ready.
Oh, we got our big trucks. Yeah. We're ready for this election.
Let's party.
Hey, Lakeshore is closing again this weekend. Fun. But this time it's for a fun festival. Active Arts TO will shut down the portion of Lakeshore Boulevard West between Windermere Avenue and Strawn Avenue next Sunday for a massive street festival. It's obviously closing 5 kilometers of the major road. It's going to be filled with pop-up art installations, sport, music, and dance demos.
That's kind of cool.
A roller skating party.
That's kind of cool.
And more. There's even going to be a DJ, and admission is free.
See, usually they close it down just for people to bike on.
Yeah.
And this is actually really, really cool, I'm down for it.
Cool idea. How old were you when you bought your first adult purchase that you got excited about? Think like a vacuum cleaner. A new poll on adulting, which, by the way, is one of my least favorite terms on earth, asked people how much they would, how old they were, pardon me, when they got excited about a lame adult purchase, like buying a vacuum cleaner. That was just the example they came up with. The average answer was 22 years old. The average person doesn't start feeling like an adult, however, until 25. And the top things that you're a true adult include saving money, doing taxes, sticking to a budget, buying life insurance, and making regular doctor's appointments. They also said that 39% of us feel like friends are significantly better at being an adult than we are.
It's always somebody else doing better. That's when you really know you're an adult, is when you think everyone else is doing better.
Well, the grass is greener for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah, sayings. That's what's trending on TJ.
All right, you are an hour and 2 minutes away from getting a brand new keyword and a chance to win $5,000. So hold on for that at 8 a.m. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Toronto is getting a downtown pumpkin patch bar and restaurant. So now you don't have to drive all the way out to the country to go take your pumpkin patch photos for your Instagram. You know the super original, unique ones that we all have?
Nice and central.
Yeah. I say that like I don't take them every year.
Yeah, I was going to say that you definitely have some fall photos,
1,000%.
Yeah.
And I would lie if I said that Val and I don't already have plans to go to another one.
Really?
Well, for sure. Well, I'm sure we do. For the second year in a row, the southwest corner of Bathurst and Richmond will turn into an outdoor food and wine pop-up experience to celebrate the brisk season. Fallen Leaves TO includes local food vendors.
Love it.
With a wood fire barbecue pit and wood fire oven that will be used to cook fall inspired cuisines, including soups served in a squash or pumpkin. There will be fall themed activity, including a place to paint pumpkins, pumpkin bowling, a hay bale for Instagram photos, and to determine who is the true hay king, I would assume, and even a DJ.
Listen, I have lived here for many, many years, but I still, like, there's still that fact that if Toronto tells me to go do something and they put something outside, I'll do it.
honestly, sometimes you read something and you go, oh, this has a wood fire barbecue pit. Yeah, I'm going to that 1,000%.
There's always more and more ideas. You think that this can't be done, and then it's always done. It's worse and worse, but also better and better.
I love this city so much.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
What is the longest that you've waited on hold for? That long, long hold. Sometimes it even gives you a choice in music. 999-999. Or you can call us 416-872-9999. You're about to do a long dance,
oh,
TJ.
Oh, boy. I'm not looking forward to this. So, in case you don't know, starting on Wednesday, the vaccine certificate program is launching.
Right, yeah.
Meaning you have to have proof of your vaccination to get into places.
Okay.
So I was doing some research on, you know, this process and like what you have to do and, you know, is there an app that you download? Is there how you exactly show your proof of vaccination?
Yeah.
Now, a little bit of the backstory. Mm-hmm. I, despite being born in this province, I lived outside of it for about 4 years.
Yeah.
And then I came back in 2017 and didn't have a health card.
Until four years ago, to clarify. Yeah.
And didn't have a health card till about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Just for sheer laziness. I just never got. Well, I had time to get around to it.
You're
I just
being
never
honest
got
with
around
it, though.
It. Yeah. I was still able to get vaccinated.
Yes.
Despite not having a health card.
Like back in June, right?
Yeah. Like right when I could. I've been double vaxxed since June. I'm very lucky that way. The problem is, I now have to call like the Ministry of Health.
Yeah.
Because I typed in my health card number and everything online. Because that's what you do is you click a portal and it takes you to type in your information. Yeah. It tells you, and then you print off a copy of your vaccination record. Mine isn't attached to my health card.
Oh, good.
Because I got vaccinated when I was undocumented.
Oh, convenient.
And now I have a paper slip that I'm hoping is going to be A-okay, or I will not be able to go bowling in like a week.
I can tell you that TJ is one of the most patient and reasonable people that I have ever met. So this call is going to be great for both him and his girlfriend Val, who lives in the same, you know,
she's gonna be going
same
for
house.
A walk,
yeah, she's definitely going to be going for a walk.
I'm anticipating that it's going to suck really heavy. And it's not nothing to do with the customer service.
No, because they're always nice.
They're fantastic and they've been going through a lot. But it's just because I'm guaranteeing I'm one of like a lot of people who are going to be calling the government within the next 48 hours. With some sort of problem.
Oh, for sure. I just got a text from the 647 from Elmira. Said 12 hours, and also text from the 647, 3 hours. Okay, so
for what?
Longest wait. How long have you waited, and what were you waiting for? 416-872-9999 or 999-999. TJ, like if I was a betting person, I think it's going to be 2 hours.
I think we're just lucky that it's not run by an airline.
Yeah, true.
If it was run by a certain airline, then we'd be waiting for days.
Yeah, Voldemort. That we will not name that airline. No. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
What is the longest that you've spent on hold, and who was it for? Our sweet TJ decided not to get a health card for 3 years and now has
Four years.
4 years.
Get it right.
And because, you know, you have to show proof of vaccination starting on Wednesday, he has to call the Ministry of Health.
Like, I think the paper slip is fine, but I want to carry around a piece of paper. I want to be able to use the app or whatever they're going to use. So I have to call, and I just know I'm going to be put on hold forever.
So what about you? 416-872-9999 or 999-999. Christina, who did you have to wait for? What happened to you, my love?
All I wanted to do was just pay my property tax.
Nothing
was open, and it was 4 days of just sitting on the phone and listening to the same message over and over. And after 5 hours, on the first 3 days, they would hang up the phone, and it's just so frustrating. And finally, the fourth day, after 5 hours on the phone, finally I got through, and I was able to do it.
That hurts.
It does.
That hurts my soul. I got a bunch of texts coming in too, hey?
Yeah, from the 647. 4 hours I spent on hold with Sponsorship Canada while sponsoring my wife.
Oh, God.
I was on hold for my cell phone service provider for 5.5 hours before I even had the chance to speak to anybody. Then I was on hold for another hour and a half to speak to another department that was from the 905. Which? You know what I hate too is sometimes you'll call these places knowing full well that you're probably going to be put on hold.
Yeah.
And these companies know that they're we're going to put you on hold company.
Yeah.
And they insist on only having one song
that
they play over and over and over again.
There are some companies that give you a choice now. It's like press one for jazz, press two
really?
For rock, press three for easy listening. Yeah.
What do you listen to?
I like to go with jazz.
Yeah, just
sometimes
see what's
out there. If I'm angry rock.
Yeah.
Though. Yeah.
I want to hear jazz. I want to hear music that doesn't make sense. From the 416, 4 hours.
Oh, damn.
Canceling a flight the day we went into lockdown in March of 2020.
Poor airline workers having to deal with everybody trying to get through after like 6 hours. It was a mess.
From the 289, I waited 3 hours because someone tried to steal my phone number.
Oh.
Eventually got through and dealt with it, but when I hung up, my service was gone. So you probably have to call
back. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I hate when they hang up on you. Any more texts there?
That's it.
All right. Thank you so much, TJ.
You're very welcome, Jax. Thank you for thanking me.
Checking in our text line, 999-999. You can get a hold of TJ if you want to even just send him a little message. Wish him a happy Monday. Oh, there you go. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Good morning.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
It's Federal Election Day, where you get to go to a school in your neighborhood and they give you a really small pencil to draw an X in a circle. It's always a trip because these campaigns go by so quick. Compared to America, where they go on for like 3.5 years. This one was only going on for like a month. In Ontario, the polls are opening at 9:30 a.m. across the province and close at 9:30 p.m. Now, due to the anticipated high volume of mail-in voting, we likely won't get the results today. It might actually take a few days, they're saying. Now, that could be wrong. They could get it tonight, for all they know, but it sounds like it might take a little while. And if you're having a hard time figuring out where you should go, what you're going to need, that type of stuff, you can head to elections.ca. They have a ton of info for you there, including, like, you literally just type in your postal code, and it'll tell you exactly where you got to go.
Also, shout out to CP24. Going to be doing coverage all day long.
Yep.
They have 18-wheelers in the parking lot today.
Yeah. Like, what's in those things?
News is in there. Just
it's
a bunch
just
of news. The answers are in there.
Keep the door closed. The news is going to get out.
That's right.
The Honda Indy is coming back to Toronto next summer, which is great news for those of us that just started watching Drive to Survive on Netflix and like racing all of a sudden.
That's right, yeah.
They said this is an exciting day for Toronto and our race fans. This is according to the president of the Honda Indy Toronto. After all the disappointment experience from missing out on the event the last 2 years, we are thrilled that the Honda Indy Toronto will return to Exhibition Place.
I bet it won't be loud.
Yeah, I bet she's going to be like really
real silent. Yeah,
like a what?
Like an electric car, but anyways, go ahead, TJ.
No, their best work, Jax.
No,
28% of pet owners buy their pet stuff just for social media posts. If you can believe it, a whopping 47% of Gen Z pet owners buy stuff for their pets. Millennials do it a lot, too. That's 40% of us. 21% of Gen Xers and 8% of boomers. I assume the origin of this survey is pet costumes. What with Halloween just around the corner? And... Jax, I don't know this for sure, but you seem like the type that dresses Reggie up in costumes.
But back off. Do I have different costumes for him? Yeah. Does he feel good in them? Yeah, I do. Yeah, he does. Yeah, I do. He has like a Santa outfit, and he also has a camo jacket for when it's colder, and he's hiking, and he also has a sweater when he wants to feel smart. And I realize who I am right now.
Yeah.
I realize. Is
saying it out loud like help you kind of get there?
Yeah.
So with my stepdog, Charlie, who I...
a costume every 2 weeks?
She gets half a costume.
All right.
I was asking Val, because it's Val's dog, if she dresses Charlie up. And I guess when she was a puppy, she dressed her up like a pickle. Because Val dressed up like a Caesar.
That's really nice.
And then I was saying that the three of us need to have a group costume. And we should be salt, pepper, and Charlie can be cumin. And then she said no.
Well, hopefully Halloween falls on the week that you get custody, huh? There you go. Oh, dear.
That's what's trending up, TJ.
We are less than 5 minutes away from not only giving away $5,000, but if you're sitting there being like, hey, I'm jealous, and I also would like $5,000, good, because we have another keyword for you also at 8 a.m., 5K a day, only on 99.9 Virgin Radio. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Yes, it's election day. Sunny, beautiful day to go out and vote. So we thought we'd play a rousing game, something we like to call Marry, Date, or Ghost. Politics edition.
Yeah, this is how we do politics in the show. Now, I want to preface with these lists that this is nothing to do with politics.
No. Who you want to go out with.
Yeah, this is just objectifying these three people. This has nothing to do with their politics.
And this is a hard one because like there's a little something with each of these people, you know, that you want to either go out with or maybe not.
There's something about all of them. So the three options today are Erin O'Toole.
Okay.
Jagmeet Singh.
Okay.
And Justin Trudeau.
Okay.
And we brought producer Leon for this.
Yes. Very important research. Welcome to the show, producer Leon.
Thank you. Yeah. This is how we handle elections on this show, Leon.
coverage. TJ, I'd like to start with you. I'm very curious to know where you're landing here.
So I have somewhat, I think, might be controversial list in the room.
Okay. Uh-oh.
First off, I would marry Erin O'Toole.
Why?
Jugmeet Singh, and I would ghost Justin Trudeau.
Okay.
Now, here's why. I would marry Erin O'Toole just because he looks like somebody who owns a cottage. And I also feel like he's handy. I need that kind of stability in my life if I'm going to build a life with somebody.
Okay.
I would absolutely date Jugmeet Singh because he's so hot.
He's so
handsome.
That's
an easy one.
Great beard.
Handsome, of course.
But I wouldn't want to be long-term with Jugmeet because the TikToks would be draining. And it would be like dating an influencer. And I said, you know, there's a time limit on that.
No, he's valid. This is very valid.
And
heavy research here.
Yeah. And Justin Trudeau, I would ghost just because, like, what's the polite way to say F-boy energy? Like, if you were dating, I feel like I would get that vibe from him.
Yeah. Like, I think he's trusty, but he's also very hot, and I think he knows it.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Good list. You know what, TJ? I'm going to say, very good
list.
Very good research done on that.
Good for you.
I have a lot of research into
this. I'm really impressed. Okay, Leah.
Okay.
Marry, date, ghost, politics edition.
Okay, okay. So hear me out on all of them,
All right.
Marry, Jugmeet, because... Okay. He's aging beautifully as well.
He is
beautiful, but I feel like he's getting better by each day.
Yeah.
So I just get to look at him each day be like, you're hotter than last
day.
Yeah.
So for that, I would actually date Erin.
Yeah. And why?
I love a good argument. Right.
You do like debates. Yeah. True.
I love debates, and I want a debate daily.
Yeah, that's fair. You like to be challenged.
I like to be challenged, but it would get old.
Okay. Yeah.
So okay. I can't keep that going for life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And go similar to TJ's, Justin, of course.
Yeah.
And that's only because I feel like he would try to ghost me first. And I don't like that.
Yeah.
So I want to be the one to ghost first. Yeah.
So Jax.
I'm going to marry Jugmeet. I am. And I'm going to do this kind of opposite of what you said, because I think he'd be fun to create stuff with, like make weird videos around the house. I don't think it'd be draining. I think he'd be fun to like create weird stuff with. And I think that he'd like to cuddle and watch shows. And I could choose the shows. I would date Trudeau, but only because I want to make him pay for dates. And I think that he would. You know what I mean? Like, we go out.
Okay.
And I think that he'd say yes. I think he's agreeable. I think that I'd be like, all right, Justin, for this date, we're going to jump out of a plane. He'd be like,
we.
He would say we.
Why would that be a date?
I don't know. It'd be fun. It'd be adventurous. And I would ghost Erin O'Toole, but only because I want to leave him wanting more. I do. And I want to like leave him on red. You know what I mean?
You want to have him in your DMs and you just be like, not today.
I want to have like a power imbalance with Erin O'Toole.
Or he's always reacting to your stories, but you never reply.
Exactly.
And you don't even like them.
Yeah, sends heart eye emojis and I just leave him on scene.
Oh, you're so mean.
Oh, that's saucy. Rough. Well, you know what? Leave him wanting more. That's what I always say about men. That's my...
It's true. She has always said that.
She does say that every day.
Mean men.
If you want to join in on this rousing game of marry, date, ghost, with the federal leaders?
Yeah, federal leaders.
You can text us 999999. Again, nothing to do with politics. If you say anything political, we're ignoring your text.
Yeah, that's right.
You tell
them. 99.9 Virgin Radio. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Important research on Virgin Mornings this morning. We are playing a rousing game of marry, date, and ghost. Politics edition. It is election day. So we're wondering, with these three political people, Jugmeet Singh, Erin O'Toole, and Justin Trudeau, who would you marry, date, and who would you ghost? And listen, there are some passionate responses here, like some really well thought out responses on our text line.
I love these. From the 905, I would marry Jugmeet.
Okay.
Because I feel like he would be a super fun guy to be with every day.
Okay.
I would date O'Toole because he's from my area and long distance is just a no.
True.
And I would ghost Justin Trudeau because I feel like he would always have to be right and conversations would go nowhere.
It'd be tricky.
From the 647, so easy. Marry Jugmeet, because best looking. Date Justin, because he's also not horrible looking. And ghost Erin, because he looks old enough to be my dad. Which, fun fact, Erin O'Toole is a year younger than Justin Trudeau.
Well, that's the thing. And, like, you have to keep age in mind, you know, if you're listening and it's too old. And, of course, like we just heard about Erin O'Toole, distance, you know, you don't want to be in an LDR. Yeah,
it's hard work.
A lot of components to this game, you know?
From the 647, this is from Y from Mississauga. I date and marry Justin. He's so hot. Met him several times. He's a pleaser.
He's a pleaser.
I'd ghost O'Toole because I can.
Oh.
And this one from the 519. I would date Trudeau because I already call him Daddy Trudeau because he pays me better than my current baby daddy. Marry Jagmeet Singh because I get a great vibe from him. And Ghost of a Tool because I don't want to be with anyone who has the last name Tool.
Okay, I mean... I mean, fair. Paying, Trudeau's paying like a baby daddy, so keep him coming. 999-999 or 416-872-9999. Marry, date, or ghost. Politics edition. And most importantly, on all this, make sure you get out and vote if you can.
Yeah, we probably should have said that at the beginning. Like, oh, it's very important to vote. Please, do your research.
Please go out and vote. And also, you can catch all of this on CB24. Happy voting day! It's 999 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending,
and this is what's trending right now.
It's Federal Election Day.
Yeah.
Wow, these are always a trip because the campaigns come and go so quickly. We're in the States. They go on for like, I don't know, 8 years. In Ontario, the polls open at 9:30 across the province, and they're going to close at 9:30 p.m. And due to the anticipated high volume of mail-in voting, they're saying it's possible we don't get the results today. It might actually take a couple days to count them all. And if you're having a hard time figuring out where you need to go to vote, or what you're going to need, just head to elections.ca. They have a ton of info there. Like, I just clicked on it, and it's literally like, enter your postal code, and it will tell you what public school you have to go vote at. Also, it's always a school.
Keep in mind that CB24 and CTV News, the news channel, are also going to be doing wall-to-wall coverage all day. So anything that you need to know, if you want to place bets, you can do it.
Are you betting on the election now?
You know what? Life's short. No, I'm just kidding. Don't bet on the election.
Too late.
All right.
Bet the apartment. Lakeshore is closing again this weekend, but this time it's for a fun festival. Yeah. Active Arts TO is going to shut down the portion of the Lakeshore between Windermere and Strawn next Sunday for the Massive Street Festival. It's going to be filled with pop-up art installations, sport, music, and dance demos, a roller skating party, and more. There's even going to be a DJ, and admission is free.
Like, that's not, like, they close it down for such odd reasons, and sometimes bicycling, which is nice, but I like this. This sounds fun.
Sounds like a good time. How old were you when you bought your first adult purchase that you got excited about? There's a new poll on adulting, which is one of my least favorite words on earth. Moving past that, it asked people how old they were when they got excited about a lame adult purchase. The example that they gave was buying a vacuum. The average answer was 22 years old, but the average person doesn't start feeling like an adult until 25. They say the top signs you're feeling like an adult include saving money, doing taxes, sticking to a budget, buying life insurance, and making regular doctor's appointments. Also, 39% of us feel that our friends are significantly better at being an adult than we are. Do you feel like the most adult?
Absolutely not.
Than your friend? No. Who is?
What's that? Well, my best friend's about to have a baby in a couple weeks, so
yeah,
she's probably doing all right on that.
If someone becomes a parent, they're technically an adult, I guess. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
5K a day. You're getting another keyword coming up at 10 a.m. with Shannon Burns if you want $5,000. My friend, 10 a.m. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Toronto is getting a downtown pumpkin patch bar and restaurant. Which is just
not itself.
Sometimes you just need to say the headline, and it kind of does all the heavy lifting for you, Jax. Mm. For the second year in a row, the southwest corner of Bathurst and Richmond will turn into an outdoor food and wine bar pop-up experience to celebrate the brisk season. Fallen Leaves TO includes local food vendors with a wood fire barbecue pit.
This just keeps going.
And a wood fire oven that will be used to cook fall-inspired cuisines, including soups served in a squash or pumpkin. There will be fall-themed activities as well, including a place to paint pumpkins, pumpkin bowling, a hay bale for Instagram photos, and to declare the Hay King, and even a DJ. I just love this because if you're in a couple, you've already made plans, I'm sure, to go to a pumpkin patch at some point this fall and take a photo. Speaking from firsthand experience.
Now, TJ, what happens at these pumpkin patches to lead up to these photos? Because we all see, like, I want to know the behind the scenes on these pumpkin patches or these hay bale photos, because we all see them on Instagram. But, like, you, as a man who goes with this girlfriend every fall, what happens there?
It's a lot of waiting. It's a lot of, because you got to drive like 45 minutes to go find this place.
Good.
And then you got to find the good lighting.
Yeah.
Also, it takes, like, you have to have your outfit ready because it has to be a fall themed outfit. So once you're there, you have your outfit on, you got to find a good looking pumpkin that you can each hold.
Is it hard? Sometimes, depending on it, heavy as well.
Well, it's a good thing I've been working out.
Yeah.
All that protein I've been drinking. And then once you find the optimal pumpkins, you got to find a good spot to stand.
Okay.
Right? You got to be surrounded by good pumpkins. Yeah. You don't want decrepit looking pumpkins.
No,
you're not
going to
get as many likes
that.
On Instagram.
Yeah.
And then once you find all that, the waiting part is waiting to make sure that there's no other couples around you that are going to get stuck in your photo.
Well, Jeff and his plaid. He can't stay close.
Jeff and Sarah is in the way. So you got to wait till Jeff and Sarah move.
Okay.
And then you can finally take your photo. And then you get in the car and you go home.
You know, TJ,
whole process should take about 7 minutes.
I'm so happy that you're out there just doing...
Fighting the good fight,
doing the Lord's work. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
We all lie a little bit at the beginning of our relationships, don't
or
we?
Or during them.
Pardon me? Sorry? All right. The beginning of a relationship, you want to impress your person, the person you're starting to date. It's new. It's fragile. It's vulnerable.
Yeah.
And Leah, you dated to RJ. Why?
Yeah. So I'm a liar. Yeah.
Producer Leah has a new boo. We now know his name is RJ.
Yeah, but I like new boo too.
Yeah, new boo's cute. New boo's cute.
Brand. True.
Yeah.
Strong. So why did you lie to new boo?
Yeah, what happened?
Yeah, what happened?
Okay, so RJ, new boo, whatever we want to call him, he's a sporty boy.
Okay.
And I am not in the slightest, right?
Okay.
But when we first met, he expressed how much he liked watching the Euro Cup and the NBA Finals, right?
Yep.
So it just so happened that I was around my father in those moments, and my dad also likes those events. He had it on TV, and so I was kind of like doing a play-by-play through text because I could. It was on TV.
You'd be like, oh, wow, great penalty
I said,
kick.
What a great shot.
Good dribble.
He did there. He's good. And I took it as far.
This Ronaldo guy.
He's great.
He seems quick.
He's so quick. And and I actually would go as far as to like send sports memes.
Leah, that is committing to the lie right there.
What is it? What's wrong?
Multiple levels of deception.
Yes.
Well, I knew the players because it said it on the TV.
Yeah.
And then I would just type it into Google.
Okay, so what happened?
Okay, so now he thinks I'm a sports girl. Like, he thinks, like, I like sports and, like, I do sports and like sports.
So what is he expecting now?
So apparently the NFL has started.
Yeah, they're in week two.
So he tells me.
Old pigskin.
Yeah. And he thinks I'm now into that as like Sunday sports is sports day. Sunday is woo.
Yeah.
I feel
cheer
for you. I don't know anything about sports and I would be screwed if
I'm
I were
so
you.
I'm so scared. Yeah. So yesterday he was like, are you watching?
You're
and I'm like,
oh,
listen, I got a lot of work to do. Work comes first, is what I said.
And then she sent him a Buffalo Bills meme later in the day just to keep the deception going.
Buffalo Bills, thank you for that. I'm going to keep that in my head.
You're welcome.
I told my girlfriend Michelle that I was a runner.
Okay.
What? Yeah.
Why'd you do that?
Yeah, I have no idea. Like, I told her, like,
how would that even come up?
I run sometimes. Michelle runs.
Yeah.
And so she, you know, goes on runs to places with no mission or no goal. Just casually likes to run.
Right.
And I was like, oh, yeah, no, same. Like, it's good for cardio. Look at me. I'm not a runner. Nor am I a track star.
Okay, so what does she think now?
I mean, we've been dating long enough that she knows the truth. She knows, like, we've gone running together and she's been
fair enough.
How many jogs did you go on together before she learned the truth?
I mean, she knew the truth after seeing my body.
Yeah, it's pretty quick. When they're like, hey, we want to go 20K. Yeah.
Wow.
What?
But now she knows the truth. But I'm trying to keep up. TJ, did you?
Yeah, absolutely. You don't land a girl like Val by telling the truth.
What was it?
When Val and I first started talking, was like just before things were locking down, and I had just gone through a breakup, and I was like working out occasionally in the gym in my building. And I mean, like, maybe once a week.
I
would pick up, like, whatever they call it, the
dumbbells.
Yeah. Clearly a big expert. I would do that once a week. And then, like, one of the first things I said to her was, like, yeah, I just got back from the gym in the building. So she's like, are you active? I'm like, yeah, trying to stop.
Are you active?
No, I'm trying to stop.
And I will vouch, because I remember there's like 3 days that TJ went to the gym before the pandemic hit. And he's like, guess the world is shutting down. Can't work out, guys.
Got my reason to stop. And so, since that point, I let myself go a little bit, and then I started going to the gym again like a month ago.
Well, now she knows the truth.
There you go.
I forced myself to tell the truth.
Doesn't know what a dumbbell is. No. We want to know, what's that like a little white lie, maybe straight up lie that you told your partner at the beginning of your relationship? 416-872-9999. Or you can text us, 999-999. The thing you they know better now, but didn't at first. It's David Guetta. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
What's the lie you told your partner when you first started dating? Our dear sweet producer, Leah.
Yes.
Her new boo, RJ.
Yeah.
She lied to him. and they have not been dating very long.
Still lying.
Might know now.
I told him not to listen today. Oh, good. So hopefully that works.
Yeah, he probably listened to that for sure. What did you tell RJ that was your lie?
I told him I was a big sporty girl, sporty spice girl.
Sporty gal.
And what is the truth?
I am not in the slightest. I don't even know the fundamentals of how football works.
Now, that's a pretty normal thing to fib about, is to be like, oh yeah, no, I'm interested in that. Because sure, you can be interested in something.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not, but yeah.
But there was levels to your deception.
Yeah.
Where like you were sending him memes and like the game was on in the background and you would text him and say like, oh man, that LeBron sure knows how to ball.
Yeah, the dribbling was, the pass was
you really committed
immaculate.
To it. I appreciate that because you committed to it.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's a full, if you're going to
go
all in.
Yeah, but I'm getting tired now, to be honest with you. I'm tired.
Most criminals do get tired.
Okay. So you understand.
Yeah, I do. So we're taking your text at 999-999, or you can call us 416-872-9999 of the things that you lied about at the beginning of your relationship. And there's some good ones coming in, Jax. This one from the 647. I play video games, but only a little bit. That was in quotes.
Oh, my God.
Then she came over one day for our first overnight, and she saw my computer desk. She knew what she was in for. 10 years later, she's accepted it.
That's nice.
I love his gamer chair. That's what she says.
Is that what she says?
That's what she says.
That's a bang on impression.
Yeah. There we go.
From the 416, I found my partner on Tinder. I posted a picture of me on somebody else's cycle bike wearing a jersey and a helmet, but I didn't even own a bike. He was a cyclist.
Wow.
We are still together and I now own a bike. We ride sometimes. Ha ha ha.
There's always one couple, like always one person in the couple that forces the other to become a cyclist.
Right.
It's
true. You know what I mean?
That's so true.
And once you hit like over 45 and you live in the East End, you're like, all right, one of us is doing this. Yeah, exactly.
From the 647, when my husband and I were dating, he told me he was very into music and singing because that was my thing. He even went on to tell me that he starred in his high school musical, Grease. On our third date, he started singing in the car. He was completely tone deaf. Not sure how he thought he'd get away with that one.
Oh,
that's really sweet.
Well, at least he tried.
Pity
at least
him.
He tried to lie,
that
you
is,
know?
It's cute.
Last one here in the 647 from Nicole. She says, I told my boyfriend I love Lord of the Rings, and now we have to watch it anytime it rains or snows.
Oh, my God, no!
That's a lot of time.
That's a lot of time. But you know, what's the little troll? I don't even know their
Gollum.
Names. There we go. There's always Gollum. Gollum's there for you.
Yeah, there's a reference.
He's kind of cute.
No, he's
deep
not.
Deep reference. Ugh. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
You smell that? Election season's in the air. It's a federal election day. In Ontario, the polls opened up at 9:30 a.m. And they're going to be open up till 9:30 p.m., which is, by my math, 12 hours. Due to anticipated high volume of mail-in voting, they're saying it's probable that we won't get the results in today. It might actually take a couple days for them to round up all the votes and everything. If you're having a hard time figuring out where you should go, what you're going to need, etc., just head to elections.ca. They have a ton of info there. You literally just put in your postal code. It'll tell you exactly where you need to go. It's usually whatever public school or rec center is right by you.
And always kind of like run down a little bit.
Yeah. And then you're like, oh, everything here is so small.
Yeah.
There was, I think mine was in Swansea Public School.
Oh, so nice. Yeah.
The little rec center there. And the benches are so low to the ground because all the little people there.
Really took you back, didn't it,
TJ? It did. Yeah. I felt like a giant.
Good,
I was like, give me a
TJ.
Juice box. I'm ready to roam these halls.
He's exploring.
The Honda Indy is coming back to Toronto next summer, which is great news for those of us that started watching Drive to Survive on Netflix and like racing all of a sudden. The head of Honda Indy Toronto, said this is an exciting day for Toronto and our race fans. After all the disappointed experience we experienced from missing out on the events the last 2 years, we're thrilled that the Honda Indy Toronto will return to Exhibition Place. Jax, do your impression of a race car.
Vroom.
Pretty
Here
big.
It comes.
It sounds very confident. 28% of pet owners buy their pet stuff just for social media posts. If you can believe it, a whopping 47% of those are Gen Z. Millennials make up 40%, 21% are Gen Xers, and just 8% of boomers. I would assume the origin of the story is pet costumes, which leads me to my next point that, Jax, you just
Mind
look like
business.
The type of person
Mind
that
your
buys
business.
Your little tiny dog costumes.
Listen, a 6-pound dog screams for costumes, okay?
What costume are you giving him this year?
I have a Santa suit for him, and I'm going to get a little tiny pumpkin suit for him.
How does he feel when you put them on him?
He, you know what? He doesn't mind. He's quite
really because he's a nervous boy.
He is. He's quite a good guy. I think he feels confident.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he feels good.
Yeah.
go.
That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Your next keyword and your shot at winning $5,000 coming up with Shannon Burns in just a few. And then every 2 hours, $5,000 richer. Imagine. Have an amazing day and get your vote on, won't you? Shawn Mendes, Justin Bieber. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.